The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, right now, upon hearing this gospel, each one of us needs to respond, "Who do I say that Jesus is?" The response to that question is all important. There's so many things in life that if we are ignorant about, it's not going to be too transcendent. But if we make an error on who Jesus is, it will have eternal consequences. Perhaps, according to the mentality of today, many will say, "It really doesn't matter what you think. That's your opinion, and you are entitled to it. So you have your opinion about Jesus, and he has another one, and so on. As long as you believe in something, that's okay." Well, Jesus teaches us today, it is not okay. Yes, you are entitled to your opinions, but if your opinions are wrong and you stay in error, it will have consequences. just like truth has consequences. And so the Lord God came to reveal himself, because in him is the fullness of the wisdom of God. That is why he created us, to know him, to love him, and to serve him in love forever. Precisely, the disgrace of humanity comes from making our own idols, our own idea of God, and replacing the truth with our own projections of how things are. And therefore, this question, who do you say that I am, requires humility from heart and requires an openness to divine revelation. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal to us who Jesus really is. And this is a knowledge that we just don't acquire once and for all, but rather, because Jesus is the eternal God, infinite, we shall always be pondering this truth and growing in understanding. We never graduate. We will spend, I hope, the rest of our lives desiring and seeking to know the heart of Jesus, the mind of Jesus Christ. So in light of his of this knowledge, we are constantly growing and being transformed unto Christ. Everybody had an opinion about Jesus, but only Peter, because the Holy Spirit taught him, was able to say the truth. You are the Christ. Christ is the same as Messiah. Christ is in Greek. Messiah is in Hebrew. In English, it is the Anointed One. Because kings and prophets were anointed with perfume oil at their consecration, called forth to be what God calls them to be, for the glory of God and for the people. But everyone at the time of Jesus expected the Messiah, the Anointed One from God, to be a mighty warrior, a political figure that would lead an army with power to cast out the Roman Empire from Palestine. And Jesus taught them that this was wrong. The Messiah is completely different than they expected. They indeed had to put away their own ideas and expectations to recognize Jesus, the Messiah, who came to give his life, to suffer for the people. And so his victory was not to come by casting out the enemies, beating them in battle, but rather the victory was going to come through the cross. And this is the first time that Jesus tells his disciples about the passion and about the death that he will endure for them and for all of humanity. No wonder Peter was shocked. And his first instinct, now reverting back into the flesh, is to try to protect Jesus from such an end. So he calls him aside and says, "This cannot happen to you." Jesus rebukes him by saying, Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Get behind me, Satan. Those are the same words that Jesus used to rebuke the devil when he was tempted in the desert. Now he's using them addressing Peter. Because in both instances, the temptation is the same. God the Father had given Jesus a vocation, and the devil wants to give Jesus a different path than the one the Father had given him. This is how all temptations work. You don't have to do that. You can do this other way. And the devil wants to take us from the narrow path and pretend that it's okay to follow an easier path at our own peril. That is why Jesus is so strong rejecting this idea of Peter, because it goes at the very core of his vocation as Messiah. We too need to be ready to be admonished by the Lord so that we don't lose sight of our vocation, so that we stay faithful to the Lord, following him. Jesus then makes it very clear. He summons everyone, even the crowds, and says, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake and that of this gospel will save it." And so Jesus teaches us that there are two ways of thinking. One is the way of thinking of God, and the other one is the way of thinking of human beings. Our natural tendency, of course, we're human, is to think as humans. And the Lord reveals to us today that is no good. He came to show us the way of thinking of God. This is the great struggle that we all go through. The tendency to try to live, even in religion, according to the mind of humans. And the Lord is raising our humanity to partake in the wisdom of God.